Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved. Sing we now, sing for the
year, sing for the love, sing for the tears. Welcome back, 7 to the hour. Thanks for staying with me. It's my pleasure to continue to be with you with our good friend Mike Daniels. Folks, Mike is a visiting fellow with the American Enterprise Institute. He's in charge of the Center for Internet Communications and Technology Policy. Mike, did I say that right?
Yeah, Jim, I'm not in charge of that center, but I run their National Advisory Board for them.
Okay.
Yes, that's where we work through.
That's where you are, and you got a new report out. How can people get that report?
They can go to AEI.org and simply put in a global internet policy, and they'll get every report, all the people who are associated with it, and the work that's gone on for the last 2 years on these issues, Jim.
So check that out for global internet policy. Now, my question to you is, compared to Obama's period when he was with us, but folks, the essence of our discussion is there are people around the world who want to do us harm, and we're a threat to their demented way of life, where people don't have liberty. They may have freedom, they can walk around, but they don't really have liberty. In China, in Russia, North Korea, Iran, those people don't have liberty. Whatever you want to call it, they don't have that like we do here. We have freedom and liberty. We're a threat to their way of life, to their power, their control, and so they've determined that they can't beat us militarily, and they probably can't, but they've determined that they probably can beat us by taking our eye off of what they're really trying to do, which is to defeat us in cyberspace and to break down our electronic world, right?
That's exactly right, Jim. That's what we've got going on right now.
So is Trump's administration paying more attention? Are they going to be more effective than the Obama administration was?
The answer is we don't know yet. But the initial steps of Trump put out an executive order, Jim, for all your listeners in May, just a couple months ago, and basically focused on how do we protect the federal networks in the United States government.
Right.
Making federal information technology move most of that to the cloud for higher security, and last was to try to centralize federal information technology into a large enterprise network. Now, whether those things will make a difference or not, time will only tell, because this takes time and it takes money. The question you ask, though, is the right one. Are we safer today in cyberspace because of what the Obama administration did for 8 years? Are we safer? The answer is clearly no. We are not safer. The United States government has not done enough of the things it needs to do to protect its own networks. You and I continue to see the leaks that have come out with millions of people's records taken out of United States government agencies. That ought to be job number one for the United States government.
For one thing, shouldn't there be a national campaign? Remember when we had the national campaigns back in the Cold War, teaching kids how to behave when there was a bomb attack or something like that? Remember those? I mean, should we have a national campaign where we teach children how to be safe in cyberspace?
100%, Jim.
We need that, don't we?
We need it. One of the things that came out of our work was we said at the end of that, Jim, on Capitol Hill, we need to declare the cyber crisis a national security crisis in the United States and do a range of things just like you're talking about. We are living in a digital world. Our world is being transformed.
Right.
And until we understand that and get our attention on the core problems that we're dealing with instead of all this other stuff that everybody hears day and night on our news media and everywhere else, we won't solve these problems, and the situation will continue to get worse.
Well,
we need is exactly what you said.
And this comes back to what I've been trying to talk about with people for a long time now. We're analog beings. We think in an analog way. We use digital tools. We've invented the darn things. We're smart enough to invent them, but I'm concerned that we're not. We have our analog behavior. Our analog ethics have not evolved to a point where we can go forward and not only use digital tools safely, but protect ourselves from other people's digital tools.
Jim, you're exactly right. And the other side of that is what we invented in the 1960s at the Advanced Research Projects Agency, now called DARPA in the United States government, that became the internet has a dark and bad negative side that we are seeing used every single day. And until we understand that this is the other side of all of this technology, whether it's used to recruit by ISIS, whether it penetrates our electric grid, whether it's used for disinformation, we do not understand what's going on here against our interests.
And most Americans don't even know all this exists.
Don't even know it exists.
Because they're watching puppy and cat videos on Facebook.
Well, people better start to understand this because it's got an impact on your small business and your large business.
I need a website, Mike.
The website you ought to go to for all our reports is AEI.org. And also you can get our books on Amazon, and you can go to NSIbook.com.
Thank you, Mike. Good job today. Keep up the good work. I'm Jim Blassingame. I'll see you later.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.